producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Cobwebs out this morning. Going through my news here, and I'm Leon Francis. I'm sitting in for the first hour for Scott Hannon, who is enjoying the company of his son Alex, who is having a birthday. So that's awesome. And in a nice little twist, my son's birthday, my youngest son's birthday, is today. So Scott's son, Alex, was yesterday, and my son's birthday is today. So I thought that was a pretty funny aside, a pretty cool twist on that. But today I wake up, and I'm looking, I'm going through the news, and there's a couple of stories that grab my attention. One of them in particular is the fact that Russia, KGB country over there, thinks that we, America, we're fabricating evidence, you know, in the down flight. That was shot down, a flight MH17, the Malaysian airline flight. So Russia says that we are fabricating evidence. And on the one hand, I'm like, man, that's ridiculous. You know, this is Russia, KGB, this and that. And then I get to thinking, well, this administration has done far stranger things. And I was reading that just as, you know, we were coming on air, and I'm like, on the one hand, I'm like, wow. I mean, how could these people be so far out there? And then I'm thinking, well, we did have, what, 20 hard drives crash at the same time, and they're irrecoverable, and we're supposed to swallow that? I mean, there's just so much in this. I just thought that was funny. Tell me what you think about that. I'll put it this way. Who do you believe? Do you believe this administration when they say, when they're putting out the evidence to the folks, or do you believe the ex-KGB guy when he says that, hey, America is fabricating evidence? Let me know what you think. This is what's on your mind. That was on my mind right before I came on air here. So tell me what's on your mind. 855-217-76. Man, out there in Tioga, it is 55 degrees. We're in July right now, and it is 55 degrees. I'm not complaining, though. As I said many, many times before, I'm a Louisiana boy. 55 degrees in July, I'll take it any day, hands down. In Grand Forks, it is 64 degrees. 52 degrees in Williston. 61 in Bismarck. 63 in Wahpeton, 68 here in Fargo, sunny, 68 degrees on my son's birthday. So he's going to have a pretty good birthday, I think. Sunny, 63 degrees, that's awesome. Tioga, it is 55 degrees. But I have to hand it to Williston, 52 degrees in the middle of July, at the end of July, as a matter of fact. Wow. That is nuts. That's and nuts in a good way, because you don't get that in the South, and even in Kansas City when I was there. You know, you think you go midway the country to get away from some of the heat. No, you still got heat. I will take this summer any day. One 90 some odd degree weather day. That's a heat wave. One day of that, you know, and if the pattern holds, I am fine with that. So, again, 855-217-76. Yeah, this summer has been pretty awesome, man. And if you're I'm a skater, so, you know, I like to get out there on the blades or on the board and just kind of, you know, get a little exercise in, to see the city that way. I think the best way to see the city is on a pair of blades or on a board with folks tend to, like, frown on your board when you're out there. They think, oh, look at that skater out there. Look at him. Ah. But if you're on blades, people tend to think you're cool. So there you go. But this summer has been awesome for both. Very little rain. With one aside, when it has rained, the weather has been really bad. I mean, you guys just don't get sprinkles. You get the lightning and the wind and the hurricane force gales and that sort of thing. But we haven't had a whole lot of that. So it's been perfect, rollerblading and skating weather. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Couple of things that I want to make sure I mention today, and I'm going to, later on in my show, we're going to have the Forbes guy on, but one reason to have a fabulous, fabulous Friday here in Fargo is this. We were voted the best place for businesses in America. The Forbes magazine says that Fargo is the absolute best place for small businesses and for careers in America. Unemployment is 2.8% here in Fargo, and job growth is projected to increase by 2.8% annually. So I thought that was awesome. Two other North Dakota cities made the list. Bismarck came in 17th. Grand Forks ranked 37th. But we're number one. We're number one. Hey, where's my music, man? I need some clapping or something because that's pretty awesome. We're going to have Kurt in from Forbes today on my show. So make sure you tune in for that. That's Common Sense Club at 2 o'clock. I'm just doing a little shameless plug there. But I probably should set up this show before the big man sends me a text and go, hey, what are you doing? Anyway, Scott will be here. He will be here in the 9 o'clock hour. And so that's going to be awesome. The big man is back. He, you know, was out there celebrating his son's birthday yesterday, and that's all good. I love sitting here and having my morning cup of coffee with you good folks here. What's that? Sorry, man. Right. We also have the Golden Girls, Evelyn Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, on today to discuss the news of today. I think I might ask them how they feel about an ex-KGB guy saying that we're fabricating evidence. I think that might be one of the questions I ask them. And then we're going to have some open phones. And then one of my most favorite people on the planet will be in on What's On Your Mind, and that is Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. And she's going to talk a little bit about this week's Obamacare rulings, some of which throw the law into jeopardy. That was one going one way, one going the other way. I had on Dave Racer yesterday, and he said it's a bit of a whiplash effect there. So we're going to talk to Michelle Bachmann. I'm going to see if I can wheedle Scott into, you know, sitting somewhere in the studio so I can ask a couple of questions myself. I think that'd be awesome. And now that I put it out on air, he can't refuse. See what I did there? That'll be awesome. So we'll have Michelle Bachmann in. In the very next segment, we'll have Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum. I'm going to ask them a couple of questions about some news of the day. I mean, and there are some head scratchers out there. And I'm trying to pick out which story I want to go with for the Golden Girls. Maybe you guys can help me out. 855-217-76, extension 2. I don't think that I think I might have touched on it yesterday. But I don't think I delved into it. That botched execution down there in Arizona. Want to know what the folks think about that. I think I'm going to ask Ellen and Blanquita about that. 2 hours for this guy to die. And I'll go up deeper into the story. But do you that is cruel and unusual? The guy killed... Murdered back in 1991, murdered his ex-girlfriend and her father. So, do you have for him, or do you, wait a minute, it takes somebody 2 hours to die? That's kind of cruel and unusual. Let me know what you think. I'm going to ask the Golden Girls that question. And I'm torn between a couple of other stories. One, did you hear about the pregnant woman who was blocked in by the Obama, not motorcade? Man, that's gotta, you gotta have a, think about that. You have your pregnant wife in a car, and here comes the presidential motorcade. Do you really care that he's the president? I don't think so. I don't think so. It would leave me a little upset. So I'm toying with that story, and I'm also toying with the story of the guy that got booted off the plane for sending out a tweet. How does that happen? Want to know your opinion. 855-217-76, extension 2, Blanquita Cullums and Ellen Ratner on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Digging that groove. Yeah, that's some good stuff right there. Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind. I am your fill-in host for this hour, Leon Francis. Scott Annan will be back in the 9 o'clock hour, so don't despair. Don't despair. I think we have Ellen on. I don't see Blanquita yet, but, okay. Well, I think we have both of them. Hi, Ellen. Hi, Blanquita.
How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We are doing great. Did you hear
I have to tell you something. You're playing that music from Santana.
Yep.
And to me, that sounds like the lowrider music of the president and his limo going to in L.A. trying to go to some more of his fundraisers.
Oh, you were just good. People, Blanquita.
Good point. Good. But you think that they were doing some of that? They had the window cracked halfway with the smoke coming out of the... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding. There's no cannabis smoking by our president now. That's what he says. He doesn't inhale, that sort of thing. Anyway, I'm going to move away from that point.
That was the last president.
But wait a minute.
Whatever.
Clinton or Bush? Okay, there you go. There you go. So, I'm in a good mood today because I don't know if you heard, but Forbes magazine says that Fargo is the best best place in America for businesses and careers. That's why I'm in a good mood. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's great because maybe you guys can help me raise some money for GOACH.
Raise some money for who?
For the
charity,
South Sudan. That's actually a good idea, Ellen. But I'm not surprised about. I'm not surprised about your state. You know, you guys are doing so much progressive stuff in the area of fuel, and you know, you're kind of broad minded and supportive of business, a small business. Why wouldn't you succeed?
I'm going to have Kurt on from Forbes on my show later on. But yeah, I see all of the growth, especially not just in energy too. I mean, the IT field is very strong out here. And all the ancillary businesses that crop up around IT and energy and those types of industries. Yeah, we are number one I'm so proud of that. Just wanted to get that out to you guys and see how you felt about it. If you felt as great as I do about it.
Well, I have a great thing that I feel happy about that I haven't even told Ellen about. Because, you know, Ellen has a wonderful project of the goats for the old goats. She has what we call survivor's hearts, and they're beautiful hearts that were made by the women from South Sudan who have been victims of genocide, mutilation, family killings, you name it. And they're beautiful little crystal hearts that we call them that because we say if you had a very hard day, you know, you hold that little heart in your hand, you think if the women that made this heart can survive, so can I. Well, Ellen, I gave one of those beautiful pink hearts to my really good friend, Lisa Gonzalez de Tez, who is a broadcaster in San Antonio, who is suffering from breast cancer. And she wanted me to make sure that you knew how much she loves it and what it means to her.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad. I mean, the hearts are amazing. And just this is a little advertisement. If any church groups or synagogue groups or any religious group or any actually nonprofit wants to sell the hearts for us, you can keep half of the money because we use the other half to give directly to the women. So and for the beads. So this is a great fundraiser, and it helps both people in the United States and South Sudan.
So if you want to go to my site, Ellen, and I'll make sure that you get to see her sweet note, or I'll just share it with you. But the thing of it is, sometimes we have to share good news too.
That's pretty good. I mean, I think I want to. Now, let's not fight, but that's awesome.
You know,
that's awesome.
We disagree on a lot of stuff, but we're really good friends, and that's the freedom of speech, and both Ellen and I believe that you can have a disagreement. The bottom line is get out and vote and make a difference, and we both support that. That's why we love the show.
Good deal, good deal. Speaking of freedom of speech, did you hear about the guy that was booted from his flight over there at Southwest Airlines because he sent out a tweet and he put her, he basically said the rudest agent in Denver, Kimberly S. Gates C39, not happy at Southwest Airline. And they kicked him off his flight after he sent that tweet out. How do you feel about that?
I do things like that all the time, but I make sure I wait.
Well, I think, look, maybe it'd be better if they had better customer service, and instead of taking a guy off the plane, the person that probably should have taken off the plane was the steward or the flight attendant that was being so darn rude. It used to be the customer is always right. What happened with that?
Not to mention the fact that
I've had terrible experiences on Amtrak, and I've asked for Amtrak Public Relations to get back to me. And Blanquita, as you know, we had a wonderful experience with a police officer at Amtrak Police. But lately, I've been taking the less expensive train because I get my senior discount. And there's a cafe car. And last time, there were five tables, and four of them were taken up with Amtrak personnel.
Oh, my gosh. That's
and they
terrible.
Won't get back to me on the policy, so they don't know I'm going to go right to Congress. I'm done.
Yeah, I know
you're
going
to go
That's
right
ridiculous.
To Congress. And think about this. So he boarded the plane right after he sends this tweet out. He's sitting there. He's with his family. And over the loudspeaker, they called out his name and his family and asked his family to exit the aircraft. Think about that. And they also said that unless he deleted the tweet, the police would be called and the family would not be allowed back on board. Do you think they went a little too far? He deleted the tweet. I mean, you know, he's got to get, so he had to get on a later flight. But
how did we find out about
censorship? And the fact of the matter is, she did that to embarrass them. The pilot accommodated this nasty flight attendant. Southwest later had to say that they were going to deal with her, and it was inappropriate. But are they so stupid that they don't think this is going to come back and bite them? How dumb is that?
Yeah. The PR alone is going to cost them just tons of money. And I'm with you. I would have chastised this agent here, this gate attendant or whoever she is. And maybe they did, and maybe that's why. Maybe they said, hey, you need to make this right. And instead, she was like, hey, you delete that tweet or you're not going to fly. I don't know what happened there, but obviously there was no free speech involved there. And I want to know how they even knew about the tweet unless they got someone monitoring it, you know, monitoring the social media.
Yeah. What's that about?
I have no idea.
It just caused itself more problems.
Absolutely. You girls have a fabulous, fabulous Friday. And remember, don't tweet anything negative if you're flying.
Absolutely not. Got it.
Good deal, good deal. We'll be right back with some open phones and your phone calls right after this.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wow, how crazy is that? Just talking about the whole Southwest Airlines flight and how that was handled. I mean, really? Somebody didn't have their coffee that morning. Because there is no way customer service is supposed to be that bad. But we're going to talk about that in just a bit. But right now, I want to go to Jeremy out in West Fargo. What's on your mind, buddy?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm great.
Hey, you know, I wish I'd have caught you yesterday. You know, I really wanted to have a few remarks about this Katie Ferris. You know, back when that Pfizer, the UND, scandal about the kids drinking with their, their drunk UND T-shirts, you know, going on
right.
A few months back.
I remember.
Yeah, I had several others attempted to engage with him on Facebook about this and you know, how these guys were just basically, they were a bunch of stupid kids, made some bad choices, you know, and the moment we tried to get into this thing, next thing he do is starts calling everybody a racist. You know, we didn't agree with him. We were defending these kids, so we were racist. You know, we had people had made comments about, you know, there's more important issues in the Native American community, like addressing the problems on the reservation.
Right.
Oh, that really made us racist, you know.
Oh, man.
There's no dialogue with this guy. The entire gist of his thing is, if you don't agree with me, you're a racist. And if you go to their Unity North Dakota website and take a look at that thing, it's everything you see on there is an attack on white people. And I'm not
kind of
white supremacist or anything like that, but you know what? We shouldn't be attacking anybody. They're supposed to be unifying people, and they should be quitting to stop these attacks on white privilege or the imagined white privilege and everything else. You know, it's really this guy's a wolf in sheep's clothing, so don't kid yourself.
Oh, hey, I am, there is no wool pulled over my eyes. I know exactly what this group is about. But yesterday's show was not my show. I cannot be I can't be confrontational on someone else's show. And I totally agree. Whenever I hear, you know, the folks, and if you ever seen me on like 6:30 Point of View or even on my show in the evening, the one thing that I just abhor and it's abrasive to me is when someone throws out the race card when you're talking about societal issues that have nothing to do with race and have everything to do with behaviors. And I agree with your point. I believe these kids did a dumb thing. Do I think that they're bigots? Absolutely not. And whoever says that is a pinhead who just wants to stir up controversy. I think the most set upon segment of our society is the young white male. I mean, you guys don't get a pass on anything. Me, I got a card in my pocket that gets me out of anything. So, and it's not fair. I don't agree with it at all. And I try to the best of my ability to speak as much as I can against that type of divisiveness. Now, think about this president. He was supposed to be the great unifier. How unified have we been in his 1.5 terms?
No, it's becoming more and more. You know, people are just, you know, at each other's throats about
right.
You know, stupid things. You know, I mean, this whole race thing, you know, it's like if you talk with these people, you know, they can't win an argument, so they always throw out the race card because they have nothing else in election.
Shuts down the debate, man. Shuts down the debate. If I wanted to and I wanted to end this conversation, all I have to do is throw out my race card. Here, I'm going to grab it out of my back pocket just in case I can't think of something cogent to say. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I feel your pain, man. No, I sympathize. I can't empathize, but I sympathize with your plight.
I'm just tired of this stuff. I mean, it's like, you know, they want people to become, you know, get together and, hey, I have no problem sitting down with anybody, having a beer, doing whatever. I don't give a rat's, you know what, about their color, their language, or any of that kind of stuff. As long as they're good people of good character, you know, who are honest or upright people, you know what? Hey, they're always welcome at my house. You know,
absolutely.
This crap with these groups that, you know, and another one, that Cindy Gomez Shep, man, she's a really nuts. You know, they sit there and play this thing. They're the real racists. They're the ones that just want to keep on dividing this country. And I don't know what their ultimate agenda is. What do they want? A free ride or something? They want to get reparations or
reparations.
I mean, it's just sad.
I was asked that on air. I was asked that on air on 630 Point of View. Cindy was there, and she's all about reparations and white privilege and all of that stuff. And, you know, all of Chris Burge, you know, putting the brown people down, that type of thing. And so Chris asked me, if I pull out my wallet right now and wrote you a check for reparations, would you accept it? And I'm like, what the heck for? I mean, what did you ever do to me? What did you ever do to stop my upward mobility in life? I'm a poor kid from the bottom of the boot in Louisiana, and I'm up on talk radio here, TV appearances. I have my own small business. I mean, why would I want reparations from you? I'm not a victim. Stop trying to classify me as a victim. To me, that is reprehensible. It is abhorrent to me. And when someone speaks to me that way, you know, like, you deserve this because of white privilege, and it's offensive to me. I want to face punch them when they talk to me that way. And I apologize. I haven't had my full pot of coffee. So I'm a little antsy this morning, but yeah, it does upset me.
I enjoy hearing it. You know, this whole thing is just, like I said, it's just gotten out of control. You know, as far as Cindy Gomez, I mean, she likes to accuse, you know, the white people putting down the brown people. Well, let me see. Let's look at her last name, Gomez. That's a Spanish name. I think it was the Spanish who came over to Mexico and put down the white people. So her ancestors were a part of that. So not start throwing stones at people for, you know, things that their ancestors did hundreds of years ago, which we had no control over. Time to start moving forward
right.
And live in the future, not in the past, you know.
You want to know something that's going to twist your noodle, though? She is married to a shimp, and his name is Duke, and I know the guy. He's a good guy. He's liberal as all get out, but he's a white guy. So go figure. You know, she's always on and on and on about white privilege this. And she told me one time I was an Oreo and I propped up the white supremacist structure here in America. And I'm like, you married a white guy. What are you talking about? You know, there's an oxymoron there and heavy on the moron part, in my opinion. Anything else you want to add there, Jeremy?
No, I think you pretty much hit it right on the noodle there, buddy.
Thanks for listening, man. And tune in this evening, 2 o'clock, from 2 to 5. I'm the 2 to 5 guy. Common Sense Club. Call in, man. I love these calls.
All right. You bet.
Good deal. Good deal. Now, I'm going to go back. Let me see how much time do I have here. I wanted to go back and touch a little bit more on this, on the Southwest Airlines flight. And I want to know what your opinion on this is also. 855-200-1776. Now, so, you've all heard the old saying, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. This is that on steroids. So, this guy, Sunday, he tweeted his experience out with a rude Southwest gate attendant, he and his two sons were asked to leave after he sent a tweet out complaining about how rudely this gate attendant treated him. I think his name was Duff Watson. He's flying from Denver to Minneapolis. He tried to board in a spot for frequent flyer privileges. He has these privileges, and he wanted to take his sons. His sons are 6 and 9 years old. And the flight attendant was apparently very, very rude to him and wouldn't let his kids on with them. So, you know, he has the privileges. They don't. So there you go. He told him if he wanted to board with his kids, he had to wait. So Watson, he tweeted out, rudest agent in Denver, Kimberly S. Gate. C39, not happy, and then he tagged at SWA. So he's on the plane. He boards the plane, and over the loudspeaker, I don't know if they said his whole name or whatever, but they say his name and tells him he's got to get off the plane. So he gets out, and this same agent tells him that if you don't delete this tweet, you will not be allowed back on board. That's what this agent, the rude agent that he tweeted about, told him. He said that they would call the police and his family would not be allowed to board. How do you feel about that? Two, what would be your reaction? This guy, he deleted the tweet. I don't think that I would have done that. I think that I would have caused somewhat of a ruckus there. I would have said, kids, Daddy's about to say some really bad words here. I'm going to need you to go to the bathroom for a second, and I would have let them have it, and I would have YouTubed the entire thing. But this guy, you know, he gave in. He deleted the tweet, and, you know, he was allowed to board a later flight. I think that is nuts. Now, I spoke with a couple of my friends about this, and they said, you know, well, he shouldn't have put her name out there, or it's something to do with, you know, privacy and this and that. She is a flight attendant. This is a public space, in my opinion. This is customer service right here. This is like Angie's List, you know, for the layperson. So I don't think that there's any gray area there. This guy was totally within his rights, and, you know, to tweet this out, I think that the airline was wrong. If they condone this, I don't know if they did or not. I think that maybe someone at Southwest said, hey, Kimberly, someone sent out a bad tweet about you. Maybe you need to rectify the situation. And they were probably thinking, you know, she would be nice. Go bring the guy's kids some Twinkies and say, sir, I'm so sorry. That sort of thing. She went totally the opposite direction. I don't know what her deal was. Maybe she's on the patch or something. She's trying to kick the nicotine habit, and she just was not having a good day. I don't know what was going on there. But obviously, she needs to go back to customer service school or training or whatever they do over there at Southwest to make sure you're friendly. When you think of a flight attendant, you're not really thinking of some grumpy, you know, behaggled, hood rat. I'll just put that out there with an attitude like Shanae in a bad hair weave. What you're thinking about is a smiling flight attendant like you see on the Asian airlines that are smiling and taking your luggage and being very, very pleasant. This was obviously not that. We'll be right back with more What's On Your Mind. And I think Scott Hannon might pop in for a minute or two. So stay tune for that. We'll be right back right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August, and that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're back. I've calmed down just a bit. The show is going awesome. Remember, stay tuned for Michelle Bachman later on in this program at 9 o'clock. Scott will be back in. I think we have a distinguished caller on the line right now. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Not as good as you.
Hey, you are not going 151 miles an hour to get here, are you?
No, I'm actually still at the house.
Oh, okay. There you go then.
Full disclosure, I'm about to hand the youngest member of the family a $5 bill so she can go to the Dee's pool today. She's all excited, and I told her I'd be walking out the door at 10, too, and she'd get my last $5 bill, and I'd come to work. So that's the plan.
Good deal. That's an awesome pool out there. My kids love that pool. Hey, so what was going on yesterday? What were you doing yesterday?
Alex, our oldest, who is also, the sort of IT manager of the place, he and Gabe Thomas are our go-to guys when it comes to web things and fixing things and our in-house engineers, you know what I mean? And so Alex, people hear about from time to time on the air, who has a last name different than mine because he is a stepson, but he is my, his, you know, when Marie and I have been married since a wonderful day I'll never forget in May of 2002. And, of course, Alex was born in 1996, so you have to do the math there. But I, long story short, I met Maria, and Alex would have been at the time about 4 years old.
Wow.
So he's now 18 and spent the majority of his time with this dad rather than his biological dad, who's a good guy as well. And the same thing with our other daughter, Hannah, who was born in 99. And then we have Haley, of course, the youngest member of the family who's heading to school. But anyway, so Alex turned 18 yesterday, and we spent the day out at the lake at our in-laws, my in-laws, at the Hammerlick compound, which is a cute little camping on Union Lake. And I can't tell you what a fabulous day it was. We just had a blast.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome. Today is my youngest son's birthday. He's 11 today. So I think that's a pretty good a coincidence there. You got Alex there, 18. My son's 11 today. So, yeah,
good
deal with a Flag family.
I'll give you another coincidence that I think is pretty cool. Your son,
what's that?
If I'm wrong, he's going to graduate from the same school that my son just graduated from.
Absolutely, from Shanley, a really awesome school, man. And I've heard nothing but the best things about Shanley. I've been following those kids for a while. Those are some really, really good kids. I love the school, love the program, and I'm happy to say that my kids will be attending. So,
and Scott,
No, go ahead.
I said that I was going to tell the audience that Leon has a really good idea for he and I, since our kids are going to school. Alex has graduated. He's gone. He probably would veto this decision. But our daughter will be a sophomore, and you have a son that will be a ninth grader, and our other daughter will be a sixth grader over there, and you have a son that's a sixth grader. So I think first day of school kind of important. Leon said, could we ever broadcast from school that day so we can kind of keep tabs? And, of course, his kids are going there for the first time, so it's kind of new. So I think we're going to ask Dr. Smith if he'll have us for the first day of school. That'll be kind of fun, won't it?
Oh, that'd be awesome. My oldest son will be mortified, but my youngest son will be all for it. He'll be fine with it. The one that's having the birthday today, yeah, he'd be great with it. That's awesome. I think that'd be a really good way to bring in the school year.
And that school is...
Oh, and Scott.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was going to ask you, you remember when I asked you if you were going 151 miles an hour to get here?
Yeah.
Did you hear the story about the North Dakota state troopers that caught three motorcyclists for going 151 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone? That was the pun.
No, I hadn't heard that story because basically I shut everything off yesterday because I've literally been going 151 miles an hour personally. So I can't be too critical of the guys on the motorcycle. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. I understand completely.
I'd love to talk about that story a little bit today. One second here. Okay. I need to talk to the woman at the door. I see. Okay. 1 minute, I'll be right with
you.
Okay. Haley, you got the pool covered? Okay. So you got the Davies pool. Haley has the money. Okay? So Haley and Haley have a great day, okay? Leon, how much time have we got in this segment?
We got about a minute.
All right, so
we got about a minute.
I want you to ask her a question. We're going to ask about Michelle Bachman, if you don't mind, today on the program.
Oh, man, you're putting me on a spot right now.
Yeah, no, just there, I believe that the man, a large part of this part of the world would think she's crazy. Okay, I asked my friend Phil Parker from the K-Fire PMS Morning Show, how would you describe her? He said fiery. I said my answer is flat out brilliant. Which of those three do you think is best describes Michelle Bachman?
Brilliant, bar none. Brilliant.
We're going to tackle that and your 151 mile per hour highway patrol chase coming up on the program. Are you kidding me? You got a busy day, and it's going to be fun. Take care, brother.
Take care, Scott. Scott will be back in just a bit. I'm going to get on my bike and try to do 151 with the GoPro. We'll be right back right after this.
550 or 701-258-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota, west end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cashwise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.